No authority. Just Secretary of State. Yeah, we're doing it. Supreme Court had to stop him. Total election meddling. Total election theft attempted. And then we've got Fannie Willis's boyfriend testifying to Congress, the prosecutor, and under oath admitting somebody told him to stop lying on the stand. You may be able to lie in Fulton County on the stand. They'll let you do it, but you might get in trouble in Congress. He said, yeah, I met with the Democrats, met with the Biden team. Even before Fannie Willis got elected, they backed her so that we could get in there and then indict Trump. Wow. And in that indictment, they indict him for disinformation. That's not even a law, but they still did it. Total election attempted theft. Amazing. And now the warden has done the right thing and said, I don't have the authority. Normally we would release Steve Bannon, but the Bureau of Prisons above me, due to actions above them, will not release Steve Bannon. Even though his release time's there a couple days ago, what, 4 days ago, they said, no, we're not releasing him. It's longer, 5-6 days ago. They said, we're not releasing him right now. Okay. See? You know, 14 weeks ago, when no orders, no court orders, no nothing, armed security starts arriving here, a private security company saying, we've been told by the CRO and the U.S. trustee from the Justice Department to close your doors. I said, where's the, you got a warrant? You got a court order? No, we're just told we're going to lock, get everybody out of here. We're closing in at 9 o'clock tonight. I said, well, you better call your owner of your company. You don't have any piece of paper. I said, I'm not going to get in a fracas with you. They're nice people. I said, you know, you're smart, right? You know, you need a piece of paper, at least from the court, right? Yeah, that doesn't make sense. I said, well, you better call the head of your company. Better have a little talk with him. They came out and said, yeah, but head of the company said, he called the group and said, where's the documents? And they said, well, you just do what we say. I'm a federal trustee. I'm a federal agent. You do what I say. And I went on air that night and I said, this isn't about me. They're getting ready to kill Trump. You think the Justice Department would order people with no backing to shut me down if that didn't come all the way from the top? And they later had lawyers admit, oh, yeah, the Justice Department told us just to do this, that we'd be covered. Wow. Wow. Yeah. Now you see, folks, not in Kansas anymore. Yeah, law says Steve Bannon's release date. He had good time. I'd release him. I'm not authorized to. They just won't let me. It's bureaucratic. You ever see this? No. Okay. All right. But where's the 325,000 missing kids? A lot of them we found in slave labor and sex slavery. Well, we just, Mayorkas ordered them just to give them to whoever. No paperwork in most cases. All right, yeah. I mean, you need anything else to convince you about the level of crooks, psycho Lex Luthers we're dealing with here? Patrick Bateman's? So, let's play the Carville clip first, and I'll play the vice president saying the same thing and all of it. But listen to this crap. Oh, we need to have an armed rebellion because Trump's coming after the black men. Listen to this crap.
And, you know, the other question is, were you better off 4 years ago? Are you going to be better off in a penitentiary 4 years from now, or still having the right of free speech and the right of political dissent? Because that's literally what's on the ballot. And I suspect in 1941, I don't know if people thought they were better off than they were 4 years ago, or in 1861, what people thought. But I know this, when the Republic was threatened, people picked up arms and answered the call, when 1965, in the middle of the civil rights movement, I think people decided they want to take matters in their own hands and create a better country. And that's what I hope we do here in the next 2 weeks.
So, you know, they want to kick it to Congress. So it's going to be up to us on January 6, 2025, to tell the rampaging Trump mobs that he's disqualified. And then we need bodyguards for everybody in civil war conditions, all because the nine justices, not all of them, but these justices who have not many cases to look at every year, not that much work to do, a huge staff, great protection, simply do not want to do their job.
He's talking about the enemy within our country, Pennsylvania. He's talking about that he considers anyone who doesn't support him or who will not bend to his will an enemy of our country. It's a serious issue. He is saying that he would use the military to go after them. Think about this.
A fair election and that it will be peaceful.
Two separate questions.
Very much.
I'm confident it'll be free and fair. I don't know whether it'll be peaceful. The things that Trump has said and the things that he said last time out when he didn't like the outcome of the election were very dangerous. If you notice, I noticed that the vice presidential Republican candidate did not say he'd accept the outcome of the election. They haven't even accepted the outcome of the last election. So I'm concerned about what they're going to do.
Are you making any preparations?
So Trump's going to use the military. We need to have an uprising with guns against the Trump people because they're going to be violent. And then Homeland Security has put out a movie, big budget, for government employees about a new January 6th and martial law and arresting all the Trump supporters. And Homeland Security is having giant drills of cyber outages and disputed election and martial law. And the Democrats have signed an executive order, and now the Pentagon has put out a report I just showed you. For total martial law, not a drill, the real thing. I mean, this isn't even 99% sure. They're doing it just like I told you on July 13th, the Secret Service stood down. I know how it works. I looked it up. I've done the research. And, of course, it came out weeks later. I was right. See, I don't sit here and never come to a decision. When I know I'm right, I say it. That's what they don't like about me, because even all the other Patriot pundits sit back and, well, that's just too shocking. That sounds crazy. Well, you know what? All of this is crazy. And it's going down all around you. I mean, I said 4 years ago, you do those PCR tests, I guarantee you they're saving your DNA. That's a DNA swab. And then, of course, it came out the government was doing it and selling it to everybody. I mean, I knew it. Like when I heard Jesse Smollett, is it 2:30, 23 below zero in Chicago, going to a subway shop and guys put a rope around his neck and pour bleach on him and say this is MAGA country. And I mean, I said, that's fake. And of course it was fake. I mean, come on, people. We're not stupid, are we? So I guess Roger heard I was talking about him. He's welcome. Come on. I'm not putting Roger down. I'm saying this is the issue. 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 And if we sit here like morons with our feet flat, we can debate what Trump needs to say. We can debate what Musk needs to say. They got a lot bigger bully pulpits than I do. And we need to address what they're setting up and how they're saying Trump's going to kill everybody with the military and there's going to be a civil war and the black people are going to be hunted down while they prepare to use the military against the people. And we have the damn public order. Where is Trump on this order? Well, it sounds like he's a sore loser if he starts saying it looks like they're going to steal it, because they put heat on him whenever he points out fraud, because that hurts them, because they are involved in fraud. They tell you it's discrediting to cover what discredits them. When they don't want you to cover something, you need to cover it. My God, this is simple. I'll show you all the ongoing election fraud in our face coming up. I need your support now more than ever. 30 years of our work, it's like having a baby up to 8 months and 3 weeks in the womb. All our work will be even more powerful if we stay on air. I need your support. Plus, we've got incredible products. The very best Patriot shirts. Incredible designs. The very best incredible supplements at thealexjonesstore.com. Let me tell you what just came in. The probiotic that is also a gut cleanse and anti-parasite, with the ultimate gut cleanse that's even more powerful with all those ingredients together, up to 55% off when you get three bottles, 50% off when you get two, 40% off when you get one, the highest quality, thealexjonesstore.com. Your gut is so important to everything. You need the ultimate gut cleanse. You need the ultimate probiotic, thealexjonesstore.com. And when you become a member there, you get $40 free a month, pays for itself. When you join the VIP club at thealexjonesstore.com/VIP. Plus, these are products you need. Support the sponsor now. So no matter what happens to InfoWars, the crew and myself continue on uninterrupted in 21 days when InfoWars can be shut down. Regardless, we need your support. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Plus, the products are incredible. Take action. Action defeats tyranny. Keep the tip of the spear on air. Energize me now, and I swear to you to give you 110%. Hour number two, straight ahead.
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, TheAlexJonesStore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization for private labeling. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at TheAlexJonesStore.com. It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss exclusively discounted at thealexjonesstore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off. And again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air.
Now, the one thing I want you to do, if I could ask you